And last night, President Obama was stumping for someone close to the New York area.
It's not New Jersey that's been going through tough times. Americans in every corner of this country have been going through tough times. And let's be honest, this crisis came about because of the same sorts of lax regulation and trickle-down economic theories that the other guy's party has been peddling for years.
That's President Obama trying to save the political fortunes of the governor of New Jersey, John Corzine, in a tough race across the Hudson River from New York City. Joining us now is Bob Henley, who's been following the Corzine story and was at the event last night in New Jersey. Bob Henley of WNYC Radio. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
What evidence did you see in the reaction of the crowd or in the just sort of the general sense of the event that Obama's coattails are going to help the embattled John Corzine in New Jersey?
All I can say is I was on the national campaign trail. I saw something last night I never saw before, which is some 300 people get up before the leader of the free world had finished speaking to go to their cars. That was new in the sense that, you know, on the campaign trail, they had gotten their hard-won seat, and they waited until he left the county before they got up. You know, it felt like this is really a test of a social movement. He got some 600,000 new voters last time to come to the polls in New Jersey. The question is this a preference like a rock band, or is it a social movement where you get up on Saturday morning between now and the election and do a literature drop? You know, that's the question for him. It's truly a crossroads for Obama. Can he deliver beyond a great speech? There was a spontaneous thing, to be fair, of, you know, Obama, we love you. And he'd say, you know, I love you back. But I just never saw it. It was like the 7-inning stretch at Yankee Stadium.
Right.
It was odd.
Well, I guess the Corzine campaign is hoping that those people all had to cross the river back into New York and aren't New Jersey voters, so Corzine wouldn't suffer. But it was a strange moment, to be sure, eh?
Yeah, and I also think that all he's got to do is get just half of them, 300,000, if they go to the extra trouble. I mean, the thing, John, that has me curious is during the health care debate, they got caught flat-footed in the sense that where was the Obama army? That's the thing I'm wondering.
Right.
You know, during
and will the coattails help here in New Jersey? That's really the issue. Bob Henley, political reporter
Thanks.
For New York Public Radio, watching John Corzine's campaign and the Obama coattails across the river. Thank you, Bob.